True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's another one of these voices that, you know, been silenced, you know.
Oh, oh.
Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. I was wondering how long it would take into the 9 o'clock hour, but another impression from Mr. Sam Crenshaw. It's been a morning of rich little Frank Caliendo kind of stuff from him. You're doing a little Phil Collins there. That was nice. It was elephants to start the show. Then what was the other one you just did? Oh yeah, it was turkey sounds. There you go. Anyway, yeah, man, this dude came.
It's top of the hour, man.
I was working into something. Man, I was going to have you do this, but you threw me all off again there. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning,
and a good morning to all y'all in Stockbridge.
All right now.
And the Phil Collins fans, happy Thanksgiving to all of you guys out there. We are now officially in for the steakhouse. For the morning shift
earlier. Shout out to Stockbridge.
I'm sorry?
Shout out to Stockbridge.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Big fans of the steakhouse out there, too.
Yeah, man.
So, and is the same mayor that was there a few years ago? I met the mayor of Stockbridge.
Did you?
Yeah.
What you doing meeting the mayor of Stockbridge?
He was
what you doing down there?
Helping me with the project with my father and the soldiers of color who were part of the D-Day invasion.
Okay.
And he was putting me next to other military people. So I got to go to his office and take a picture with him, and it was a wonderful time. I don't spend much time in Stockbridge.
Okay.
So you asked me what I was doing out there. That's what I was doing out there.
Wonderful folk down there.
You a fan of Fresh Prince? Uncle Phil and all them?
Yeah.
Lost James Avery. I mean, it would have been James Avery's birthday today.
Okay.
Would have been James. It'd been since 2013.
Oh, man.
We lost him then. Robin Givens, happy birthday.
Really?
Yeah. Where's
she been?
Good question. Security keeps throwing her out of every movie I see. It's like that Chris Rock movie.
Security!
where is she?
I want to see that again. What was that? Him and Bernie Mac.
I love that movie.
Yeah, Head of State. You ever seen this Head of State?
Yeah.
She's in that movie. She tried to get with him every time she shows up in the scene. Security! Come and grab her.
Wow.
And snatch out of there.
That's wow.
And then how him and Bernie Mac meet. Like, the brothers, and they punch each other to death. It's so funny. But anyway, happy birthday to Robin Givens.
Robin Givens. These two
dudes,
uh-oh,
born on the same day. We lost one of them actually a year ago. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And if you talk to any NFL player, they will tell you, hands down, probably the strongest dude they ever encountered and was one of traditionally the strongest NFL players, period. Larry Allen.
Okay. Yeah. For that guy.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Larry Allen was born on this day along with Nick Van Exel.
Oh, man.
Nick's name in a minute, right? Nick Van Exel.
Nice.
So there you go. Born on the same day. And the man, Jimi Hendrix.
Okay.
Jimmy's birthday today.
Today?
Yeah, man. Bruce Lee and Jimi Hendrix born on the same.
Man.
Well, not the same day, but share the same birthday.
Okay.
Got a couple others. I'll sit on those for a minute. And that's all we got. All right, college football, rivalry weekend. Of the games that mean something, obviously we're going to start with Georgia Tech here and what we believe is going to happen, but what could happen and how that will affect everything else. Tech beating Georgia in past years wouldn't affect the landscape like it does this year. And this is,
well,
you know,
it would in a way anyway. Because
not like it would be in the past.
Not, well, either way, simply because Tech ain't been ranked.
Thank you. That's why.
So even if wherever Georgia is, Georgia's been ranked. I mean, to lose to an unranked opponent at the end of the season, and also for them to be from a power conference, that's the other thing. Although a lot of people not respecting the ACC a whole lot this season. So that's the other part of that. But, you know, people felt like if Tech sums it up and can pull things together and stop whatever's been, you know, wrong with them the last few weeks. I think sometimes the team can get overexposed. I mean, people are not used to seeing Tech as much as they've seen them this season. Mm-hmm. They've seen a lot of Georgia
Tech.
Got
a lot of tape on.
And when, right, absolutely.
When you see, got a lot of tape on that quarterback.
When you see a lot of a team, you see a lot of the good things they do. You see a lot of the things they don't do well. And it's up to people within that team to say, okay, these are things, either we're going to mask this, we're going to hide this, or we're going to correct this or whatever. And it seems like Tech has had a difficult time with that on their defensive side of the ball because some teams have been able to just run the ball against them to beat them. And we know that's what Georgia likes to do. So, I mean, you know, unless they bring up something different, dial up something different tomorrow, it could be a long evening. I don't think so. I think Tech is going to come out and play very well.
That's the problem.
I really do. I believe they will. I mean, this game is a big deal because of where it's being played. You know, they're used to always playing on campus in one's campus stadium or the other. With it being in the Benz, it's going to be a different type of setting, you know, for the game. And I'm excited to see how it comes out and see if they can come up with another mode of transportation. Yeah, we know that what Haynes King does for this team, and we know that, but Georgia knows it too. Who else can you get to be consistent, you know what I mean, and be that change of pace so they can't key on him so much, that allows him to have some opportunities to work and do some explosive things because they're going to need that.
Everything you said I agree with, but I said that's the thing a minute ago, and that's because whatever Georgia Tech does in the first half, anybody who's watched this Georgia team knows that for whatever you hit them with in that first half, Kirby has somehow got into the locker room and turned them dudes around, and Georgia is a second-half team. So you can't really get that excited about what you're seeing Georgia Tech do or anybody do against this Bulldogs team the first half.
Well, I can't in the first half because Georgia Tech's been sleepwalking in the first half the last few weeks, and they've been having with their hair on fire in the second half to try to come back.
Well, that ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen against these Bulldogs.
So all the more reason why you want to see Tech come out and assert themselves and do something good to start off, because last week, down 28-0 before everybody could get out of the parking lot. Mm-hmm. You know, they could not afford to have that tomorrow.
Well, the conversation about this game has heightened this year in a way it hasn't in previous years.
Right.
And that's what's been the most enjoyable part about it. Since we don't really know, we can speculate, we can go off of what we've seen so far. But at the end of the day, you got to feel like Georgia Tech has got one, maybe two more really good Tyson-like punches. What does Georgia do after that? You know what I mean? I mean, that's for me. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm thinking in my seat. And so forget about, you know, I'm going to enjoy whatever they do, whatever happens in this first half, but knowing that, okay, this is when I reheat the drink. This is when I get the fresh thing of popcorn, whatever, for the second half. And if I want to see Georgia either continue to hold Tech down or to think that there's going to be a possible comeback if Georgia's winning. This is, you know, look, if they want to do anything else in this 12-game playoff and they have any kind of adversity, whoever prevails, that's the team I see going deep into the playoffs. Because I think this is going to be a test where, and this is rivalry weekend, this is where it gets dialed up, right?
Absolutely.
You know, we saw nothing like a playoff team out of this Michigan team last year, but when they went to play Ohio State, they beat them. And that was a successful season for them. I think that if, given how Georgia Tech has limped into this game and not played in the way they have through most of the season, A, I think they can win this game. B, I'm not saying they will, but I think they can. And I also think, B, that they're going to show us something to what you just said, show us something that we haven't seen. Because we know what the usual suspects can do.
Absolutely. And to me, that's been the question this week. Yeah, be tough, be physical. They're going to do that. But, you know, what else are you going to have tucked away just for this particular game? And maybe people should bring, you know, the toothbrush and a sleeping bag if they're going to go eight overtimes like last week and people almost spent the night.
You should have called ahead and seen if the Kanye room was available.
You know what I mean? If that's still
at
there.
At the Benz Stadium.
Yeah, right? You just move right
is
in.
Is the Kanye suite available?
And spend the night if it happens like it did last year, right? But that's the thing you want to see in this game. I just want to see a well-played game because it's the most anticipated Georgia Tech game we've had in many, many years, Greg. And I think it's been good. It's good for football at all levels when these two teams are at their best. It really is. You have more buzz about it at the high school level all the way down, and kids want to be a part of it. They see it, and they want to be a part of this game. You know, they either want to go to Georgia or they want to go to Tech. And so that's, to me, that's the really cool thing. We talk about all the talent and all the young people get recruited to go all over the country from the state of Georgia. But when you have a game like this one coming up tomorrow and the anticipation and the hype we've had about it with two teams that are nationally ranked, you know, kids want to be a part of it, man. They'll stay at home. They'll stay close to home and be a part of something like this.
Sam and Greg, we're in for the steakhouse. Then who's the biggest loser? If not, because I don't think Georgia Tech, that winner or loser will have effect on what I'm going to ask you. And this will affect the entire top of the bracket. If Michigan does beat Ohio State, the only undefeated team in the Big Ten then will be, wait for it, Indiana.
Oh, yeah. Very much.
I mean, and they got to play Purdue next. So you got to figure that's going to be a win.
Yeah.
So my question is, who suffers with an Ohio State loss? Who do you think this committee is going to really bump down? Because you got Indiana sitting underneath Ohio State with no losses. Like I said, they play Purdue. You got Texas A&M. You got Georgia after that. You got Texas Tech. You got Oregon. You got Ole Miss. Oregon. And the rest of the suspects.
You got Tulane coming out of the the conference, you know, group of five. If it's Tulane, I'm watching. I got my eyes on James Madison.
They mess things up for everybody all the time, don't they?
You know what I mean?
James Madison.
So watch out for those guys to try to make their way into this.
I
tell you one team that's in there that's not budging. That's Notre Dame. They're in there like swimwear, man. They ain't going nowhere.
There was a couple scenarios that I heard play out that Notre Dame might
get bounced out.
Yeah.
Again,
there's a number of things that had to happen.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering, is it Utah? Is it Miami? You were just talking about the ACC not having much respect.
What if something crazy happens down in Auburn? You know, with Auburn against Alabama.
Alabama's
in this thing. If Auburn beats Alabama
and Alabama with three losses?
For the second year. On the outside looking in. Ooh.
Can the playoff go
2 years without Alabama?
And if that were to happen and somebody made a quick call across the state and said, excuse me, I know you've been fielding calls from LSU and Florida, but
I think they were talking like that early in the year after the loss at Florida State. I think Alabama's done enough good things. You know, Coach Kalen DeBoer is okay, especially coming over to Athens and getting the win over Georgia. That was a good tonic for him and for the Alabama program. But my thing has always been, once Nick Saban stepped away from that team, Auburn was on the clock to get moving, and Auburn hasn't done it.
No.
And that's the thing. They don't want DeBoer to get up there and get comfortable winning, because once again, this was Auburn's window. And right now, they've fallen flat on their faces with Hugh Freeze. I don't know who they get to come in and take that job. They can energize that program and get them to win games and be a real factor in the conference again. But I'm curious to see what happens. But if they're able to jump up and spoil the party for Alabama this week, that would be interesting to see.
And you know the crazy part about this is we can't put our finger on anybody that's out there right now that we could speculate they would go after, beside Lane Kiffin. Because the landscape has changed. The guys who had success before, like I think this is Dabo's last coaching opportunity. Because if he don't want to move off of being that type of coach and he's at Clemson, he can get away with everything. He's not coming to another program telling them, I'm going to boost your program up and bring it back when I'm not going to mess with the transfer portal and I don't know how to relate and connect with these young kids and blah, blah, blah. He's done. So it's the unknown out there as far as coaches. Who picked Cignetti to do what he's done at Indiana?
Right.
You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
So it's going to be somebody who emerges who knows how to connect with these kids. And keep them there.
Maybe. It may be some people who get moved around that we've heard of before. We're landing in different places.
They're a coordinator on a staff right now.
Maybe, you know, but that's the thing we're talking about. There could be some guys who could show up in some places. You may be surprised at who gets a call for an opportunity. We had Charles.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sawbuckle on here last week, and he talked about this cycle of coaching changes.
Right.
And so this particular cycle is going to be interesting. You got some jobs that are open that people will consider to be some of the best jobs in the nation. Who steps into those positions? Is it somebody we've seen before, or you want to go with somebody brand new?
You know, look, I'm sure there is a Dan Landing to our Georgia, you know, somewhere out there.
Yeah.
And he will land, you know, like he went out to Oregon and he's done what he's done. So maybe Sarkisian's got somebody, maybe, you know, who knows? But I just don't think the named coaches are going to continue being that, you know, place and plug.
Yeah.
Like it's been in the past.
And the guys you mentioned are all part of the influence of what we call the tree of Saban.
Mm-hmm.
They've been either directly or indirectly influenced by him. His influence on this game, that's the other story right now.
Yeah.
If somebody can say that they connected to him in some type of way, there's been a premium on those guys getting coaching jobs. That's going to continue.
It is Sam and Greg. We are in for the steakhouse on this Thanksgiving morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of it and for joining us. We're going to switch gears and talk about the Falcons. They are taking on the Jets, and Joe Patrick, half of the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, will be joining us next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I was actually thinking for a second, Sam, that this was going to be the ice baby one, because I know that Joe Patrick is a huge fan. He used to have his hair cut just like that. Did you know that?
No. Oh, see. That ain't right.
No, it ain't right. And he didn't. But
I wish.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a funny picture. You know, Halloween was right around the corner. You could have done that. Sam and Greg, in for the steakhouse on this Thanksgiving morning. Again, thank you for letting us be a part of your Thanksgiving morning. Well, welcome in one half of the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, Mr. Joe Patrick. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, guys. I know it's early, I guess, to ask how your Thanksgiving's going so far, but always enjoy it this holiday.
Well, yeah, man. And like I asked Sam this earlier, do you have an early remembrance? And I think the age range for us being boys is like 9, 10, 11 years old. You'd get up, you know, and just go outside. That was my experience.
Oh, yeah.
And did you have a turkey bowl? Did you jump in a pile of leaves? Was that the end zone? Whatever it was. What's an early Thanksgiving remembrance from you? Positive.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Thanksgiving in the Patrick household, this is like the biggest holiday of our year, basically. It's kind of a pseudo family reunion thing that we kind of do. In recent years, we're a little bit more spread out. But when I was a kid, guys, my grandfather had a cabin in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and we would go there, and for the whole weekend, we would be having, you know, an outdoor fire that never went out. We would be shooting BB guns and pellet guns at Coke cans, and we'd be, you know, just rappelling off of I call them cliffs. Like they seemed when we were kids, like they were 100 feet tall, and turns out they're like 5 feet tall. But yeah, building forts, doing all that kind of stuff.
Bears. Were there any bears?
Chopping a lot of wood too. We chopped wood for my grandfather for his yearly supply.
Ah, so
we got put to work.
He put you guys to work. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Very nice. We talk over that. Well, thoughts about that today, as we are, you know, thankful that the Falcons were able to get a win down in New Orleans. We were talking with you Sunday before the game, and you know, to go out and get it now, what does it allow them to do as far as their preparation? What have your observations been this week?
Yeah, you know, it was such obviously so important for so many reasons to go to New Orleans and get a win last week. You know, they had not won there, at least in the last several years. Probably, I'm trying to think off the top of my head now, maybe since 2022 they hadn't won there. So kind of got that monkey off their back. But obviously, with the context of this season, they needed to go down there and win to keep their season alive. And obviously doing it behind Kirk Cousins, getting not his first start of the season, but his first kind of planned start of the season, where they went into the week knowing that he was going to be the quarterback. And that's where the big takeaway is, guys. And I don't think that, you know, it's not like some unique observation from me, but, you know, the fact that this team was getting under center as much as they were, just kind of looking like a normal NFL offense versus what we've seen this team be, which is very unique in the NFL. It's really only the Falcons and Commanders up until last week who were the teams that were running out of shotgun quite as much as they were, and the Falcons were running out of pistol specifically way more than any other team in the NFL, and we hardly saw the pistol on Sunday with Kirk Cousins. And gotta say, it looked great. Like, the results were great considering the fact that you didn't even have Drake London in that lineup. The team was able to go out there with a ton of tight ends. Usually they played the most 13 personnel that any team has used in the NFL since 2011 in a given game. And, you know, went out there and looked relatively comfortable. I think that the score could have been even a little bit more lopsided had the defense had a little bit more success in the third quarter getting off the field, where the Falcons offense ultimately only had one series and did have a three and out where they were backed up on their own goal line. So I thought, in general, you know, it was very positive takeaways. Obviously, you know, you want to be able to build on that. And I think for, you know, if you're a fan, you want to look forward to a team making the playoffs. That's still a long ways off. They're obviously going to have to, as Raheem Morris has been talking about, we got to make a movie. But, you know, like, right. and you know, that Saints win is the first win in that movie where, you know, the newspaper clippings start spinning into frame. So they're looking to keep that going this weekend.
Yeah, but Joe, I hate to be cynical, and a lot of the thing that you said I agree with, but we always talk about the backup quarterback. He's always the most popular person because he comes in and they ain't got tape on him, and he has the success that we saw Kirk Cousins have. And on second thought, then I remember, well, there's a reason why they wanted Michael Penix in the first place. There's
right.
a reason why Kirk Cousins was on the bench, and, you know, take your money and be happy. Now he's back. Now they got tape on him. Now they see some tendencies. And my question is, does this guy stay upright for the rest of this season, or is this organization in the uncomfortable position of maybe having to look outside of their eye for another quarterback? Because they're going to be coming at Kirk Cousins. Yeah, I don't care if it's the Jets or not. These are NFL players.
Going forward after this season, I mean, Raheem Morris has already kind of hinted at the fact that when the injury to Penix happens, like, you do have to alter kind of what your plans were at the quarterback position. And Kirk Cousins obviously plays a role there, even though he's not the one who's injured. He has a different situation because of his contract and the fact that, you know, when it was reported and he signed his deal, which was reported at $400 and $180 million at the time, that was really a two-year contract. Even in the reporting, there was an anecdote. I forget what writer wrote it, but there was an anecdote kind of about that day when he went to Flowery Branch to sign the contract, and they went out into the parking lot after they signed the deal, and his agent, Kirk's agent, Mike McCartney, you know, shook hands with Terry Fontenot and said, "We'll see you back here in 2 years." And the idea there was that, you know, Kirk was going to play so well that in 2 years they were going to, you know, extend the contract at that point. But there was never, I think, any question from either side of this that it was really a two-year contract. When you just look at how the numbers broke down, he is on, you know, if just hypothetically, if the Falcons were to keep him around, he's going to be a $57 million cap hit next year, which is a non-starter. And it would have been a non-starter even if he was playing really well, because you have to build, you know, a team around him. And obviously the Falcons have other players they need to pay. So, you know, I'm still very much, you know, doubtful that Kirk Cousins' future past this season is in Atlanta, but I still think it is good for the team for him to be able to deliver some quality quarterback play for some of these other offensive pieces that, you know, can help kind of honestly just like get their careers going. But also you just want to have those kind of good winning experiences and feelings here within the organization, which I know it's easy to say like, oh yeah, well, we want to tank. Well, first of all, the Falcons don't even have a first round pick that you're necessarily tanking for. And second of all, this just saying you want to like do that, it feels a lot worse when it's happening in reality, when you're having to watch a team kind of lose in miserable fashion week in, week out. So I think everybody was very happy to see them, you know, have that positive result against the Saints. And I got to say, what you said there, Greg, about kind of keeping him upright, they were using a lot more play action against the Saints. And in my opinion, that was actually ultimately helping the Falcons give him time in the pocket to work, because it unbalanced the Saints where they were not able to kind of pin their ears back and just, you know, make a beeline for him. They had to protect against that run action and were, you know, then getting stalemated at the line of scrimmage and giving Kirk Cousins time to throw, most notably on that 50-yard bomb to Darnell Mooney.
Yep, absolutely. That was very noticeable and great to see that he could put it out there like that, too. Folks, we're spending time on the waitforit.com hotline talking Falcons this morning with our Falcons report here from Sports Radio 92.9 92.9 The Game, Joe Patrick. And he is social. You can always find him at Joe Patrick, at Joe Patrick. Defensive side of the ball, it was great to see Divine Diablo back. The defense, I won't say hadn't been the same since he's been out, but something was definitely lacking with it. Seemed like they brought a little bit of that back. Talk about having him back and what that means.
I'll say it. They wasn't the same with him out.
Okay, all right. I'll let you say it.
I mean, what he does for this defense is like, yeah, it's kind of crazy to just kind of hear us talking about this player like this, because – you know, heading into the season, he wasn't really someone that was on a lot of people's radars. You know, people knew the name that, you know, he was a free agent signing that this team made, but it was kind of unclear as to what he was exactly going to bring. And honestly, like the track record and the scouting report basically showed him as a, you know, it was going to be questionable as to like how effective he would be as a traditional kind of inside linebacker, because he is a converted safety, and the Raiders kind of had a role in converting him from a safety, which he was in college where he played at Virginia Tech, to being a linebacker at this level. And what he is he's just a total game changer, because he does have that versatility, having played defensive back in the past, where he can, you know, cover all types of guys that a linebacker traditionally can't cover. And what that then allows the defense to do is just be a lot more versatile with your other pieces, and allow, you know, Caden Ellis to rush the passer or do just generally the things that Caden Ellis is very good at doing. And I think where I'm most impressed with Divine Diablo is just, honestly, it's in the run game and how he just seems to pop up everywhere. Like, you know, every time it feels like there's a ball carrier who's getting brought down. If Divine Diablo is not making that tackle, he's around it. You know, he's involved with the play, and he's able to cover ground so fast. He's such a big guy, too. He seems like, I don't know his exact height, but he looks like he's like at least 6'3", maybe 6'4", and just, you know, looks like a man amongst boys at times when he's making tackles. So great to see him come back, obviously playing with that club on his arm, dealing with that healing broken right forearm, but, you know, just in time for the Falcons.
I love this dude.
Yeah.
He reminds me, Joe, and I've told this before. When I got into this business in broadcasting, Sam, I don't know about you, but that, I was in the music side. I was told by an established person here in radio that there are two types of interviews. And he used old names or old rock stars' names to talk about those two interviews. He goes, there's the Lou Reed interview where the guy gives you one-word answers. And there's, and then there's the David Lee Roth interview where you say hello and you can go get a cup of coffee and come back. That's Joe. But it's not nonsense like David Lee Roth.
No,
this dude gives you like War and Peace. He gives you like a rundown of everything that you need to know. And it's beautiful. You just take notes. It's like a professor.
Yep, absolutely.
There you go. There's the word to use. You're a professor.
Oh, that's too kind.
David Lee Roth interview. Joe, man, as always, of course, when we talk to Joe, get you thinking about the Falcons. And if you can't get in front of a TV, we have got Falcons Jets this Sunday. Mr. Patrick and Andy Bunker will be a part of the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, which starts at 11. And then, well, actually, they start at 9 because they'll be right after us, Sam.
Yep.
Pre-game show starts at 11 and kick at 1 o'clock. And, man, as always, just thank you, Joe. Thank you for getting up and contributing to our show. It's tough when they're home games. You and Andy are out and about. You're over there at the stadium, or you got to get up and do some work here. So when we can catch you during the season, it's special. So thank you, man.
Well, I always enjoy being on, guys. And happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Hope you guys get to have a good day today, a nice relaxing day watching some football.
You too, buddy. Appreciate it.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right.
See, and I didn't even ask him about his picks because he got a show he got to do, right? So, you know, let him give his picks there. All right, Mr. Crenshaw, are you ready?
Yep.
We got to wrap this up. We got to hand things off. And I forgot to mention this earlier when we were talking about college basketball. No, college football. That what's going on up there in Indiana is the fault of the guy who's on after us. You could kind of put it on Fricky. Him and that buddy of yours, Fred Khalil. Hoosiers.
Let's blame it on him.
There you go. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Song always reminds me of the islands.
Really? Why?
Yeah, it just reminds me of something I would think I'd hear when I was not necessarily at the beach, but in the islands.
Okay.
down there in Nassau hanging out, or down, pick the place, pick the island. By the way, you get any updates on Jamaica? What's going on with them? Trying to get their water back?
Yeah.
That is the craziest part about being on an island, because you realize you're on an island when catastrophe happens, and you got to wait for folks to bring you things like that. And people don't move really fast when it's 100 degrees, which is what's going on down there on the regular. That and then the craziness going on between Haiti and Dominican Republic. We stopped sending cruise ships there to Haiti and Port-au-Prince. You don't even want to fly over that place. But that's a shame. There's some areas up and down there that are just beautiful to visit, but you can't go there no more. But that's not why you called. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are in for the steakhouse. I mentioned Fricky because that was one of the things, and John comes up here top of the hour, that, you know, he's big Indiana dude. And he was going to go it suggested that, you know, when he shut it down completely from working, that maybe they would bring him on as their voice. I remember him saying that once. And he might be, you know, wanting to do it. And then Mr. Khalil, he's out west, right?
He's out west.
Fred Khalil's a Hoosier.
Very much. He is an Indiana guy.
God bless him. But, yeah, I really.
These are big times. When Indiana's this high on the heap as far as college, as far as football goes, you're like, man.
Yeah, you don't talk about Indiana football.
You really don't.
Period.
You really don't.
In that entire.
You know they have a team.
You know Duke's got a team. But.
Well, Duke's doing better than Indiana. You know,
they got to start Duke's at some point.
Football. You know, they're playing some good ball up there. But Indiana's playing even better. And you're talking about a coach just in his second year. You talked about James Madison. Mm-hmm. He left James Madison and went up to Indiana. You know, so think about that. You know, and just what that program's doing, because he's left and the James Madison program hadn't missed a beat. They're still winning. And he transferred a group of players from James Madison with him when he went up to Indiana, Cignetti. So, I mean, he's rolling right now.
I got to look this up. But, you know, there's got to be some chirping going on coming out of Carolina, especially Duke. Because if you talk about their basketball team, I don't have that in front of me. And their football team is making some noise. They're really waving their finger at North Carolina, getting a chance to.
Ooh.
I mean, could you imagine that? We don't beat you in basketball. We got you in football, too. And you got Bill Belichick. I just, you know, you think about that. I don't have their stuff in front of me here. But the chatter back and forth between those two, you were up there for it, weren't you?
What was that?
North Carolina.
Oh, my goodness.
North Carolina Duke.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
And you
big
throw time. In, was it Wake Forest? Or
Wake Forest is over in Winston, and NC State is in.
NC State ain't got nothing going on.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
It's UNC and Duke. Wake and UNC ain't got nothing going on.
Well, welcome back, Noel. But who was there? Who was running things when you were there?
Oh, it was North Carolina and Duke. It was those two.
No, I mean, as far as with the coaches and what teams. Well, Coach K, obviously.
Look, Coach K and Dean Smith was still at North
Carolina. So you were there when Dean Smith was there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure if he was still there.
Oh, yeah, man, absolutely. Those were big.
I was going to say, well, if it was Dean Smith was
but,
there, please.
But at the same time, you know, well, NC State's program had kind of tailed off a little bit. That was after Valvano,
yeah.
And left. But there's Wake Forest, the team that nobody kind of talked about. And Dave Odom had Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan. 4 years of Tim Duncan.
You know, and that was the thing. And to go to the basketball games when Wake Forest was playing against North Carolina, Tim Duncan and Rasheed Wallace.
Oh,
it was great to me because he would just melt Rasheed Wallace down.
Just and fundamentals,
Tim,
right?
That, but not just that, but the mask. You know, Tim Duncan, you never knew if he did something great, if he did something terrible. Mm-hmm. He had the same face. Meanwhile, Rasheed is over there just losing. And Dean Smith is over there, Rasheed. And Rasheed ain't hearing nothing. He said, it was amazing. It was great stuff.
That must have been fun going, being there in the middle
being
of all of that.
Being there in the midst of those to see that time period is great. Great stuff.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We will be back here with you tomorrow morning, starting off at 6 a.m. We'll be with you till 10. And that's what we do during the holidays. You know, yeah. The A-team always comes in and works during the holidays, right?
That's what we do.
You're going to watch football today. You got the first crew, so. Me saying, and excuse me, and Noel.
Oh, very much.
So, and she, what was it that got her worked up earlier on in the show? The first thing, she wasn't even scheduled to come on here. She just jumped. I said something about, oh.
What was it? She just jumped right in here.
She jumped right in there and got on me. I forgot who it was. It was something having to do with, we were, it obviously was talking about Falcons in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And it was something having to do with that matchup. And because we were.
Oh, who was first? We talked about who was first between the Falcons and the Saints. And he jumped right in. So the Falcons were first.
Oh, the years they arrived.
Yes.
Because today was the. All right, if you're just joining the show, today was the day that the Atlanta Falcons made their first ever
draft pick.
And it was Mr. Falcon. Still not in the Hall of Fame, Tommy Nobis. And Noel jumped in and went. Because I thought that New Orleans and Atlanta came to the NFL the same year. That's usually how they award teams, right? They get two teams, right?
Not always two.
And well, it was Atlanta
Here we go.
The Dolphins that came in the same year.
Oh, 66.
Because we were supposed to be an AFC team. And then Rankin Smith reneged because he got an AFC offer. Mm-hmm. So we became an AFC team, and then the NFC still needed we became an NFC team, and the AFC still needed a team. So that's how they get the Dolphins.
Right. That'll be NFL.
And then the next year, to even things out, you get New Orleans.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was still two separate leagues.
Yeah.
And these were.
That's right before the merger.
Right. And that's what I was going to say. These weren't any of the teams that were existing that were merged. So that's what I'm saying. They're just introducing new cities.
No, brand new team. And it was much different then than now. You know, an expansion team coming in, you expected to have 4, 5, 6, 7 years of struggling football before you got it because you basically got the cast offs from other teams.
Basically,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what you had. And think about it how it was when, you know, Tennessee and Charlotte came on board. They were right away. They were you know, well Tennessee was Houston, but I'm talking about Jacksonville. Jacksonville
came Carolina with
and Carolina they stepped right in and right away they were that's how much the landscape changed with free agency. If you had the right coach, you had players who wanted to be a part. Dom Capers was the coach up in Carolina. You had guys who wanted to be a part of what they were doing up there, and quickly that team was in the conference championship game.
It's funny that you say that because after what Noel said, and Miami came in the same year after same year as us, meaning the Falcons. It took them 7 years to have an undefeated season.
Yep.
7 years. They'd won a Super Bowl in 6, and in that 7th year. Yeah, because they'd won back-to-back Super Bowls.
But talk
right?
about being an attractive destination,
oh,
though,
please.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Warfield had been up in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he goes from Cleveland. Man, are you kidding? Goes from Cleveland to Miami.
But you got a guy.
Right?
But then the coach of Miami was that generation's Bill Belichick. He seemed like he didn't enjoy Miami then because that's what Don Shula was. People forget that dude came from Baltimore.
Right.
And he was old school and all that. So he gets to Miami, and the only thing that was bright and shiny down there was the weather because he didn't smile on the sidelines. It was none of that. And that dude put Greasy in the Hall of Fame because Bob Greasy's numbers, I'm sorry, they ain't Hall of Fame numbers. He just was the quarterback of a team that went undefeated.
Right. Well, a team that was winning. They're one of the dominant teams. And, of course, they call them the no-name defense that they had then.
The Killer Bees, too.
You know, but you had the guy like Bonacotti was probably about the best known player on the defensive side of the ball for that team.
And then you had the three running backs for the first time. Well, an NFL team had 3,000-yard running
offense
backs.
Now, they had a talent on offense. Yeah. They had the great, great line. You know,
and they
running back.
And they just beat up on each other. That was like AFC teams. It was the Steelers. It was them. It was Madden's Raiders. And I'm trying to think who snuck in every once in a while.
Well, the Chiefs have been there from the outset of the merger. The Chiefs were there, too. So those are the teams that were kind of the stronger teams at the time, you know.
So
and Jets weren't bad.
So speaking of the
Jets, because that's who we see this
weekend. We see this weekend. But speaking of the Chiefs going back, they are the middle game today. And what does it say to you about this team were they to lose today on top of what we've seen so far this season? Because everybody eventually, they got a tail off. You can't stay in the penthouse forever. And we've seen it with these other teams. And we talked earlier about Golden State. Is their time done in basketball to where now it's OKC's turn to hang out in the penthouse for a few years? So my question is, again, Kansas City loses at Dallas today if that were to happen. But even if it doesn't, and Kansas City doesn't make it deep into the playoffs, what does that say about this franchise to you? And do you think Andy Reid could plug in a couple pieces, say that Kelsey leaves
and some
other
stuff. They've been
doing
that, though. They've already been plugging some folks in some places.
They're bringing back some guys. Got Kareem Hunt coming back and changing things for him. And was it Rice, the wide receiver? Xavier Worthy, waiting for him to show that roadrunner speed.
Right.
I just, the way I've seen them play so far this year, meaning Kansas City, it makes me shake my head the same way I have been shaking it about this Philadelphia offense. Where's Saquon Barkley at? I mean, that team, I realize they're still winning.
Right.
But they're doing it like some kind of Oz Perlman trick. I don't know how they're doing it because we saw it all play out in front of us last year, and it was beautiful to watch with Saquon. Okay, so they're still there.
But that's the thing. You found another way. You found another way. And right now they're doing it. Let's see. You got the back half of this schedule to go.
Well, that's kind of that's the analogy I'm trying to say as far as this Kansas City thing. I'm just not seeing the deep game out of Patrick Mahomes the way I've seen it in the past. We all seen it in the past. So it's going to be an interesting watch. Once again, we got Green Bay at Detroit. That's the first game today if you can't get in front of a TV. Pre-game at 12 o'clock, kick at 12:30, followed by Kansas City at Dallas. By the way, you want to give me, since we're right up against it, a pick in any of these games?
Wow.
Three games today. I'm taking Detroit, obviously, you know, at home.
Obviously.
Well, no, I mean, I would take them anyway, given this team. I just showed Sam. He hadn't seen it before. It was from Hard Knocks. Aiden Hutchinson singing Billie Jean in front of the team. But when you looked at that, if you didn't know anything else, you would think, them dudes are going to make some noise because they are together.
That's what you saw.
That's what you saw. And you saw what Dan Campbell's fingerprint looked like. So I'm going to pick them because of who they are right now. But Kansas City and Dallas?
Yes, you know, iffy game, I'll go KC.
Yeah. As much as you know, Dak has shown me this year, yeah.
All right.
I'm going to go Kansas City, too.
Okay.
And then tonight, it's obviously Baltimore.
Baltimore at home.
What does Vegas?
But I want to see Burrow. I hope, he's due to play some. Let's see, you know, what version of him we get to see. And, you know, when he's on the field, he gives Cincinnati a chance. But I'm still thinking Baltimore.
You know, when you go to Vegas, you see all these beautiful buildings. I mean, most of the time, your head's on a swivel. You're looking at all this craziness. It's bright. It's big. It's Vegas, right? And every once in a while, you kind of ask yourself, how does something like this just pop up? I realize it's been there for years, but why do they continue to have success? Well, I'll tell you why. After week 6, they went and chose Baltimore to win that division. And they were 1-5. Baltimore was 1-5 after week 6. And they picked them dudes who are now leading the division. They saw something with Pittsburgh, and they are now ahead of Pittsburgh in the division. So, that's why I'm picking Baltimore right now. Yep. I know that everybody's dinged
hard
up.
Hard to go against them.
And now tomorrow, I still haven't swallowed all the Kool-Aid. I drank 3/4 of the cup, but I ain't drank it all in Chicago yet. I'm waiting to see.
This game's on Prime Video, by the way.
Okay. Chicago at Philadelphia tomorrow night. Because I'm going to ask you know what I'm asking you next is we walk out of here, we're going to get what's going on at the Benz. So you want to give me – I'm taking the Bears.
You taking the Bears?
I'm taking the Bears. Yeah. I'm also taking the Hawks over Cleveland. We'll have that game for you tomorrow. But Georgia, Georgia Tech. Will there be a surprise?
Could be. I'm not going to say today. I'll say tomorrow.
Okay. That's right. We're on tomorrow morning.
We're on tomorrow morning.
6 until 10.
We're going to have people going to join us to talk about it.
Happy Thanksgiving, Mr. Crenshaw.
Same to you.
Happy Thanksgiving, Noel.
Noel, happy Thanksgiving to you.
And to everyone else out there. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Thanksgiving morning. We'll be back tomorrow morning from 6 until 10. Mr. John Fricke is up next. Be safe out there. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.